festival was over and the boys were all planning for a fall. The cabaret was quiet except for the drilling in the wall. The curfew had been lifted and the gambling wheel shut down. Anyone with any sense had already left town. He was standing in the doorway, looking like the Jack of Hearts. He moved across the mirrored room, set it up for everyone, he said. Then everyone commenced to do what they were doing before he turned their head. Then he walked up to a stranger and he asked him with a grin, "Could you kindly tell me, friend, what time the show begins?" And he moved into the corner, face down like the Jack of Hearts. Backstage, the girls were playing five cards, stood by the stair. Lily had two queens, she was hoping for a third to match her pair. Outside the streets were filling up, the window opened wide. A gentle breeze was blowing, you could feel it from inside. Lily called another bed and drew up the Jack of Hearts. Big Jim was no one's fool, he owned the town's only diamond mine. He made his usual entrance, looking so dandy and so fine. With his bodyguards and silver cane in every harried place, he took whatever he wanted to and he laid it all to waste. But his bodyguards and silver cane were no match for the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary combed her hair and took a carriage into town. Slipped in through the side door, looking like a queen without a crown. False eyelashes and whispered in his ear, "Sorry, darling, that I'm late," but he didn't seem to hear. He was staring into space over at the Jack of Hearts. "I know I've seen that face somewhere," Big Jim was thinking to himself. "Maybe down in Mexico or a picture upon somebody's shelf."
Through this one.